Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mathematical Methods and Models for Economists by Angel De La Fuente is a graduate-level economics textbook designed primarily for first-year PhD students and advanced readers who need a rigorous mathematical foundation for economic theory. Published by Cambridge University Press. It brings together the core tools used in modern microeconomics and macroeconomics, including analysis in metric spaces, vector spaces, differential calculus, convexity, static optimization, dynamical systems, and dynamic optimization. Its purpose is not to offer a light introduction, but to give readers a unified and self-contained framework for understanding the mathematics that underpins theory sequences in economics. The book is also notable for its extensive set of applications to standard economic models and its large number of fully worked problems, which make it useful both as a course text and as a reference. It sits at the more rigorous end of mathematical economics texts, emphasizing formal reasoning, proof structure, and conceptual precision. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a self-contained bridge from basic mathematics to graduate economics. One of the book's main strengths is that it organizes the mathematical preparation needed for graduate economics into a single coherent path. Rather than assuming readers can already move comfortably between proof-based mathematics and economic theory, it begins with foundational material such as sets, relations, functions, logic, and the real number system before advancing to more specialized topics. This structure matters because many economics students need more than formula manipulation. They need to understand why theorems apply, what assumptions justify them, and how mathematical objects are connected. The book is written to reduce the gap between undergraduate preparation and the formal language used in first-year theory courses. By presenting definitions, propositions, and proofs in a disciplined sequence, it helps readers build the habits required to follow advanced microeconomic and macroeconomic analysis. That makes it especially valuable for students entering doctoral study from economics backgrounds that may have emphasized intuition more than rigorous abstraction. Secondly, metric spaces, continuity, and linear algebra as the language of economic theory. The early technical chapters focus on metric and normed spaces, convergence, continuity, vector spaces, and linear transformations, which are not treated as isolated mathematical subjects, but as tools for economic modeling. This is important because modern economic theory frequently relies on understanding limits, compactness, fixed points, and linear structure when proving existence, stability, or comparative statics results. By developing these ideas carefully, the book gives readers the conceptual infrastructure needed for later chapters on optimization and dynamics. The treatment of eigenvalues, eigenvectors, and change of basis also prepares students to read models involving stability analysis and local approximations. In economics, these ideas are not decorative. They are often the mechanism by which nonlinear problems are simplified and interpreted near an equilibrium point. The text's emphasis on precision here helps readers avoid common misunderstandings, especially when they encounter proofs in theory papers that assume comfort with topological and linear methods. Thirdly, comparative statics and optimization as the core of microeconomic analysis. A major portion of the book is devoted to static models, convexity, and optimization, which form the mathematical core of much of microeconomics. The treatment covers comparative statics, the implicit function theorem, convex and concave sets, Lagrange and Kuhn-Tucker methods, and value functions. These topics are central because economic theory often asks how an optimal choice changes when constraints or parameters change, and optimization provides the formal language for answering that question. The book does not stop at abstract formulation. It connects the theory to consumer choice, producer behavior, equilibrium existence, and welfare analysis. That combination is important because students often learn optimization as a technique without seeing how it drives actual economic conclusions. Here, the mathematical results are tied directly to economic objects such as utility maximization, expenditure minimization, and competitive equilibrium. The result is a text that shows how formal conditions translate into behavioral and equilibrium implications, which is exactly what graduate economics theory requires. Fourthly, dynamic systems and stability analysis for macroeconomics and growth. The dynamic part of the book extends the same rigorous approach to difference and differential equations. Stability, phase diagrams, and dynamic optimization. This section is crucial because many macroeconomic and growth models are fundamentally intertemporal. They describe how variables evolve over time rather than how they are chosen at a single point. The book explains basic and higher dimensional dynamical systems, then applies them to models such as the ISLM framework, perfect foresight setting, and neoclassical growth models. This sequencing helps readers see that dynamics is not just a technical appendix to economics, but a way of expressing adjustment, convergence, instability, and policy effects. The treatment of dynamic optimization and Bellman-style reasoning also prepares students for later work in optimal growth, control, and recursive methods. For readers trained mainly in static analysis, this section expands the mathematical toolkit substantially and makes clear why time evolution must be handled with the same rigor as optimization. Lastly, worked problems and economic applications that make the theory usable. The book distinguishes itself by pairing rigorous exposition with a large number of applications and fully worked problems. This is not just a pedagogical convenience. It is central to how the book functions as a learning tool. Graduate economics students often need to translate a theorem into a modeling step or proof technique, and worked examples show how that translation is done. The application spans standard economic models, including consumer theory, general equilibrium, game theory, imperfect competition, and dynamic models of growth and policy. Because the problems are solved in full, readers can compare their own reasoning with a complete mathematical argument rather than only checking an answer. That is especially valuable in a subject where the main challenge is often not computation, but structuring a proof or choosing the right theorem. The problem-oriented design also makes the book usable as a reference after a course ends, since it helps readers recover techniques when they encounter similar structures in research or advanced coursework. In conclusion, this book is best suited for first-year economics PhD students, advanced master students preparing for theory-heavy programs, and researchers who want a compact but rigorous reference for mathematical economics. Its main benefit is that it does not treat mathematics as detached machinery. Instead, it shows how foundational concepts in analysis, optimization, and dynamics support the formal core of microeconomics and macroeconomics. Readers who work through it gain more than formula familiarity. They develop the ability to read proofs, interpret assumptions, and follow the logic behind equilibrium, comparative statics, and stability results. Compared with more intuitive texts such as Simon and Bloom, it is more formal and substantially more demanding. Compared with narrower optimization books, it is broader in scope and more explicitly tied to standard economic theory. Its distinctive value lies in that combination of rigor, breadth, and application. The inclusion of many fully worked problems also makes it unusually practical for self-study and course support. For students who need a serious bridge between mathematics and graduate economic theory, it remains one of the most useful books in the field. If you would like to support Angel De La Fuente, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.